knead it up in the force and hammer it to shape.
Uh-huh.
And then when you have it, when it fits right, you put the horse's hoof back on the iron stand and you fasten it on with horseshoe nails, which you drive through the horseshoe into the hoof, and yet what you don't get into the life part of the hoof.
Mm-hmm.
The hoof, the outer part of the hoof is horny, like a fingernail.
Mm-hmm.
And then you, when the nail comes through, you clip it off and file it down, and then your horse's hoof is shoe.
Uh-huh, okay.
And it's very, very important to have a horseshoe, because in some countries have a lot of rocky soil, and you can really flatten out your hoof in a hurry. We could have a horseshoe on there.
Hmm, and it's wearing off?
It wears off, yes. It flattens out and really ruins your horse.
Uh-huh.
Out in the natural pasture, it's not so bad, because that's soft. And then the horse, he doesn't run like on a road, you might say. He just walks slowly, and you haven't no strain on your hoof like it's on a road.
The horseshoes come in different sizes?
Yes, they come in different sizes. They have big hooves, and they have smaller hooves. Oxen, you have two pieces of a semi-circular plate. The oxen hoof is cloven hoof. And you can't put the regular shoe on it, but you had two side plates.
I see.
Because they didn't, if you do it now anymore, I don't know, but 100 years ago, oxen were used for as a means of locomotion, pulling heavy wagons and stuff like that.
Uh-huh.
So they shoot oxen hooves too,
uh-huh.
But it's a different type of hooves.
Uh-huh.
And I never have seen that done.
Uh-huh. Okay. Let me see. Okay, let's go back and get some of this. A female horse, you'd call a...
Mare.
Okay, a male horse.
Stallion.
Okay, and V6?
Gelding.
Okay, and what would you call those for pigs?
What?
For pigs. A female pig is...
That's a sow.
Okay.
And boar is a male. And a D6 pig, I don't forgot what we call the darn thing.
What about a sheep? A female sheep.
As a ewe, uh-huh. And a male as a ram.
Uh-huh, okay. And a cow, a little cow, you'd call a...
Calf.
Okay. And you raise sheep mostly for their...
Wool and for the mutton, for
okay.
Food.
Okay. And the stiff hairs on a hog's back?
Bristle.
Okay. And the hog's teeth?
Tusk.
Okay. And names for a wild hog would be?
Well, in some places they call it javelinas, in some places they call them razorback hogs.
Okay.
If there's more names, I wouldn't know.
Okay.
I couldn't think of it right quick.
Okay.
See, all this comes too fast, too unexpected.
Yeah, there's no... This
no,
part,
no preparation for it.
Right,
you can't
part
do no,
of the problem
no rehearsing.
Uh-huh, right. Just come at your best. The noise that a calf makes when it's being weaned is...
Bah.
Okay. what would you call that noise? What would you say that...
Golly, I don't know.
Okay. What about a gentle horse, a gentle noise that a horse makes?
He neighs.
Okay. Any other kind of noise that a horse makes?
Any other kind of noise?
Mm-hmm. What are we doing on time?
Wait, as far as I'm concerned, we got a lot of time.
Okay, I think we ought to leave about noon and go get lunch, and then probably it'll take maybe one more time after this.
You want to come back after lunch?
All right. Or maybe tomorrow, I'm not sure.
And I better come this afternoon if you can,
because okay.
Tomorrow I might be away from here.
Oh, okay. Well, we can settle that later. Say you've got some horses and some mules and some cows, and it's time to feed them. And you might say, well, it's time for me to go out and feed the, what would you call it?
We never have used the word for that. Some people say we go out to feed the stock.
Uh-huh. But you don't use that word?
I mean, I don't think we ever have used that word.
Okay.
See, my job at home, we had everything divided up. My job was taking care of the horses and mules.
Uh-huh.
Another one took care of the cows.